Hi, Steve Pomerantz here, host of On the Money with today's On the Money Extra, where we feature market updates and insights as well as guest interviews with noted financial experts to help you stay informed and learn the facts to make the right decisions about money. So let's get started. Management consultant Pamela Dennis has worked directly with some of the most successful business people in the country, including Jeffrey Immelt from GE, Mary Barra from GM, and Eric Schmidt from Google. She has also built and sold her own business and has recently shared her knowledge through her new book entitled Exit Signs, The Express Way to Sell Your Company with Pride and Profit. Pamela, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
So selling a business that one has worked in for many years not only can count as an important part towards a person's financial future in retirement or otherwise, but it can be tied up with so many emotional areas of your life. So what are some of these areas that one has to address even before they make a decision to sell their business?
You know, I ask in my book, I say, you have to start with the first question. And the first most important question is, how committed are you to selling your business? Are you really ready to sell? And if you can't honestly answer that question, then please don't upset your organization, your customers, your family with starting down the road. Because too many small and medium-sized businesses think they're ready to sell their business and they get into the negotiations and realize, no, I don't. I don't like that guy. And they'll come up with 42 different reasons why that's not the right buyer.
Mm.
So I say, start with, are you really ready to sell your business? And therefore, do you understand what your goals are, your objectives, and your timeline? You know, 13% of, I don't know, there are 22 million small and mid-sized businesses in the country,
mm-hmm.
and less than 15% of them have an exit strategy.
Yeah. So what do you think? They're in denial, or they're just expecting something to pop out of the woodwork, or are they just going to work it just till they can no longer work anymore and then close the business and sell off the furniture?
Kind of. Actually, there's some really good research on the sources of why this planning isn't happening. And the first is people say, I'm too busy. You know,
yeah.
It just takes me away from what I do best, which is running a business and growing it and working with customers and inventing new products and so on. And second, they say, oh, wait a second, it's too soon.
Yeah.
You know, and it's too soon because the urgent always trumps the strategic. But also, they just think they have a lot more time than they really do.
Mm-hmm.
And we know from the sort of tsunami wave of small business owners turning 70 in the next 5 to 10 years, that it's a race for your life to be able to be the company that people want to buy amongst all those companies that are going to be available.
Yeah, so that brings up an important point, is that there is a demographic dynamic here, which you point to, that says there's going to be a lot more competition for the sale of businesses as these 12 million baby boomer business owners start to sell in the next 9 years or so, right?
Yeah, and historically, maybe 25 to 30% of businesses are successful in transferring ownership.
Yeah.
So if you think about that, small to medium-sized businesses are about 48, 50% of the private sector payroll. Imagine the number of people impacted by that 25 to 30%.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
That sell, and the 75 to 65% that don't sell. And what percentage of those simply close their doors? I think there's a third reason why people don't do their planning. And that's the whole emotional issue that you raised earlier, which is kind of have their head in the sand. They don't want to face it because it's a lot about mortality.
Yeah.
And what do I do next?
Yeah. Well, if you're going to sell, if you've made that decision to sell, what are some of the key factors you have to look at? And I guess checklists or particular areas that are going to be important to a buyer. For example, you know, how do you keep your key talent and your key customers when you're selling your business?
Yeah, other than first commit to the journey, which is the first sort of antidote to procrastination, the second one is you have to do a really strong reality check on your business. And that is, how saleable is it? What's the organizational health of it? So a lot of people will look at all the financial, the customer retention, the diversity of the customer base. They'll look at a lot of really important aspects having to do with the stability of the company and its potential for growth. The flip side of that same coin for saleability has to do with organizational factors like bench strength and process reliability and operational efficiencies that exist that are laid down, and if the owner leaves, the company keeps going.
Yeah, it's institutionalizing your business, I think.
Right.
I've heard that term, right?
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, you have a very interesting page that describes a price, I guess, would be for very, very high quality, let's just call it a perfect business, that's X. And then you look at certain factors that may subtract from X. For example, a mediocre management team would take X dollars off of that best price. Inconsistent earnings and an inconsistent balance sheet and financials would also subtract. And not considering the taxes when you sell, are you selling it as ordinary income or as a capital gains transaction? All of that's going to subtract from the amount that you receive. Is that correct?
Right, right.
So what does a person need to then concentrate on? How much lead time would you say a person should have between the decision to absolutely sell and the actual sale in order to get their house in order?
Rule of thumb is 2 to 4 years, and people just cringe when they hear that number. But if you really don't want to leave 30 to 50% of your true value of your business on the table, then you need to start early. And that means getting your house in shape financially, getting your house in shape talent-wise, process-wise, making sure you've really solidified customer relationships. And for instance, in my business, when I was selling, I had to make sure that every one of our large contracts, and we had some very, very large consulting contracts, that every single one where I was the face to the customer, mm-hmm. the client, I had somebody joined at the hip for that transfer of that client. That wasn't something that happened over 3 or 4 months. That took a year to 18 months to happen. We started our exit strategy planning 4 to 5 years in advance.
The name, your business, in essence, was you at first. Is that right?
Well, at the very first,
first
2 years, but
yeah.
I had always had the plan to build an equity-based business mm-hmm. that I could sell and get a return on my investment. That was always my strategy, and not everybody understands. They have to have an end game when they start their business. Is my business to provide a decent income, and when it's done, I close it? Wasn't that great? Or do I plan to leave something that I get a great return on my investment? It continues to go on after me. And I have a sense of what my path forward is after mm-hmm. I leave. And that's, you know, 2 to 4 or 5 year process.
Well, financially, someone who's looking towards the day where they're going to sell their business or start retiring, hopefully they've built up a good pension plan within their company and built up sufficient assets and or taken the excess profits out, or their income is such that they've been able to save quite a bit over, you know, the amount of their actual cost of living and the idea of building up a nest egg. But yet the sale, the actual sale of the business can be a very substantial amount and very important part of the final solution. Would you agree?
I absolutely agree. And typically what I tell folks is you cannot be an expert in all the aspects of getting your business ready for sale, whether that's getting your books cleaned up, whether that's really managing customer relationships as you start to exit. You can't be an expert in everything, investment banking. Mm-hmm. So one of the most important things you do, besides doing a good reality check and putting a tune-up plan at work, is to get a great advisory team.
Yeah. So that's not cheap though, right?
No, but it's not cheap to leave 30 or 50% of the value of the business.
Yeah.
You know, to see that wipe off the table, that chart that you talked about, when you get down to the bottom, you know, the net-net, by not paying attention to some of the items that are on this particular table and seeing that minus sign against the potential value of your business is 30 to 40%. I don't want to leave that kind of money on the table.
So if you're spending $50,000 or $75,000 to net a few million, it's worth every dollar.
Absolutely.
Right. So, you know, you advocate taking important actions, especially, you know, this very big decision in your life. We only have a handful of really important decisions in our life, and this is going to be one of them.
Mm-hmm.
How do you push yourself out of your comfort zone to get started? And we've got about a minute left.
I say there's sort of three first steps in moving forward and getting off the dime. And one is, as I said, be honest with yourself. Do you really want to sell? So you don't spend 2 years going through the motions to come down to the point that, nah, I don't really want to do that. Second, really, you have to be clear about your goals. So sit down and actually, either with a significant other or a peer or a mentor or whomever, talk about what your long-term goals are. All of your advisors are going to ask, what are your goals? Only you can answer those. Now, in the book, we give some worksheets that says, so here's a ranking, take 100 points, how would you allocate them? And they can't all be 10%. So it's first of all understanding, yeah, I'm ready to start thinking about this. I know I have to. I might as well start now. People who start 6 months or less before they think they want to sell leave 40 to 60% of the value on the table because they haven't put enough time in advance. Be clear about your goals. And third, do a reality check on your business. And those are things people can do. Those are all within their control.
Right.
Well, unfortunately, we're out of time. To find out more about Pamela, to hear this interview again, and to find out more about On the Money, don't forget to go and join us at onthemoneyradio.org. My guest has been management consultant Dr. Pamela Dennis, and the book is Exit Signs, The Expressway to Selling Your Company with Pride and Profit. Pamela, thank you so much for taking the time to help us.
Oh, you're more than welcome. I enjoyed it.
You're listening to On the Money with certified financial planner Steve Pomerantz. If you'd like information about guests, topics, or anything you hear on this program, call 866-MONEY01 or visit the show's website at onthemoneyradio.org.